used, I mean.
I don't think they ever call them anything else. Oh, some people call them sofa.
That wasn't in
Davenport.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Orders, I got you.
You never called it a lounge? Something like
well,
that?
Well, no, a lounge was a different thing.
Lounge, it is.
Used to have years ago, you don't remember that part, just a straight thing with a pillow on one end.
Was it made out of leather?
Yes.
I can remember one of my grandfather's houses.
And you never, they came like this, up like that, you never could lay on, you almost laid right down.
I can remember taking a nap on one morning, yeah. Waking up how hot my head was against that leather. I guess that was a lounge. You wouldn't call it a couch.
Yes.
This could pass. I mean,
well, we never called it a couch.
No, we never did Davenport generally.
Yeah.
All right. Then, any other older words you can think of that you might have used a long time ago, maybe for bedroom?
You mean old furniture?
No, just the name of the bedroom.
A different name for bedroom? I don't think so.
No,
I think we.
You never call it a chamber?
No. No.
All right, the things on the windows that you pull down, they're on rollers to keep...
Shades.
And they wouldn't be called blinds.
No, not them.
Or curtain.
Curtain, no.
All right, then the place where you'll hang up your dresses and suits and things in the bedroom probably is called the...
Closet.
Closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you ever call it a clothes?
Well, some people call it clothes press, but we don't. I know Laura always does.
Calls it what?
Clothes press.
Oh, clothes press.
Would
press.
Oh.
Of course, she's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Would there be any difference between the one that's actually built into the wall, let's say, a closet, or a one that's movable you might buy? If you didn't have enough closet space.
Well, that I would call a wardrobe.
All right. Now, above the top floor in most houses, there's a place where you
upstairs.
Might...
Upstairs?
Above that, there might be a where you store things, your closet.
Attic.
Oh, attic.
Uh-huh. And you didn't ever call that a garret?
Yes. Yeah.
Would you say that's an older word?
Yes,
you don't call
I think
it
is.
Now? Mm-hmm. And we all change our language.
That was, I think years ago they used to call it garret.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That would be typical mm-hmm. of this area too. They might have called it a garret here mm-hmm. at one time. Mm-hmm. Not a sky parlor?
No.
Okay. There's various words that were used. I'm just trying to find the right one. Now, do you ever have any other kinds of kitchens? Was there
Well, you know, years ago we used to have summer kitchens.
Yes.
Of course, that wasn't a kitchen that you used to go out.
Was
that used to be a little building.
A little ways
out
off
of the
separate.
House.
Mm-hmm. All right. You never call it the cookhouse?
No.
Or a cook room?
Mm-mm.
Or porch?
No.
Kitchen? Summer kitchen is what we called it.
Right. Okay. And sometimes just off the kitchen, they had a place where you stored things, kept supplies in the, did you ever have these, is this
well,
typical here?
We never.
You never had
of
a
course, pantry. Now they call it utility room.
But you didn't use the word
no.
pantry? Or budget?
No, well that was usually off the kitchen, that was to store groceries and things.
But it's not, probably you wouldn't have used the word pantry.
Well, if it was attached onto the kitchen, we used to have pantries years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Every kitchen used to have a pantry.
Mm-hmm. And you never called it a buttery, though?
No, I've heard that word, but we never called it that.
All right.